The number of homicides in Milwaukee is down about one-fifth from this time last year, but the decrease in the number of Milwaukee kids killed is smaller, and the juvenile death toll this year is about 20. The violent deaths at such an early age can haunt surviving relatives for years, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
Milwaukee pastor Ken Hughes often counsels families who have lost loved ones to gun violence. It's a situation he says he understands all too well. 31 years ago, his 15-year-old nephew, Charles Monroe Brunson, was murdered.
Back in this time, they were doing crimes of fashion, and he had on a team jacket, and a guy wanted it, so he killed my 15-year-old nephew for that. And it was really, really tough for our family during those times, for a life to be snatched away.
Hughes says some of the pain has eased, but he says he also thinks about how his nephew might have grown into adulthood, maybe even playing pro football because Brunson loved the game. Hughes, a leader of Faith Harvest Outreach Ministries at 15th and Center in Milwaukee, says the city should not give up on trying for more reductions in juvenile homicides. He says, for one thing, there should be more focus on the Bible, even in schools. But Hughes also recommends taking a closer look at reducing access to guns.
You see the task force on drug trafficking. They have a task force on human sex trafficking. But you never really hear about a task force on gun trafficking.
Milwaukeean James Ferguson lost a young cousin to gun violence several years ago. Ferguson also says the death still stings, especially when he's near 27th and Burleigh, where his relative died.
Like, I don't even have to be thinking about it, but instantly my body starts to react to the fact that I'm in this zone, in this area, and I can feel myself, you know, my anxiety kicking in.
Ferguson says sometimes he'll go out of his way to avoid being in that area. He was recently elected to the Milwaukee School Board and says other members have heard a lot from the public about protecting students and school staff.
So you will be seeing board resolutions. You'll see policy changes at MPS that prioritize school and student safety.
WUWM spoke with Ferguson before this week's fatal shootings at a Christian school in Madison. That incident may prompt other measures. Last Saturday, Ferguson attended a memorial for homicide victims organized by Brenda Hines, whose 23-year-old son Donovan was shot to death 7 years ago. Hines's take on why juveniles commit homicides?
Could be things at home, could be poverty, economic, you know, just social. And teens having more guns nowadays, fear.
And Hines's advice to policymakers.
We need more people involved. We do have the grassroots that's there now, and we need to really work hard for to save our youth.
Ashanti Hamilton directs Milwaukee's Office of Community Wellness and Safety. He says there are many efforts to prevent gunfire among youth and adults, especially using community members trained to mediate and de-escalate disputes.
We've identified the hotspots in the community where these things are most likely to occur. And we have these credible messengers who are working in these neighborhoods, building relationships. And so when they hear that things are brewing, when people report that things are brewing, we oftentimes get information from the police department about violent acts that have occurred. And we engage those individuals and we encourage them to not further their conflict.
Hamilton says the state of Wisconsin and President Biden have been helpful steering dollars to anti-violence efforts here. Hamilton's message to the second Trump administration is that violence prevention is not an alternative to policing, but a collaboration with law enforcement.
The goals are the same. The outcomes that we're looking for in creating more stable neighborhoods are the same.
In Milwaukee, where even with the drop in homicides this year and last, police say 127 people have been killed in 2024. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.